It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagland. You got Corey Majors. Thank goodness for that. And the famous Alec Medford. Corey, we're going to do something a little totally different for just like 30 seconds to start the show.
Is that an oxymoron?
Yeah.
A little total?
I ain't no oxymoron. Mm-hmm. I wanted to give a shout out.
What movie is that, y'all?
To our buddy, BB Gomez. She passed away. She has, she's been here. She was here as long as when I started.
Yeah.
And she had cancer and she passed away. And I'm pretty sure every single human listening either has been impacted directly or knows a very close friend, family, loved one, whatever, who has been stricken with cancer. And so F cancer.
You know
how it goes.
F cancer, dude. Say it out loud. Say it into your windshield right now, or don't say it like to your boss, but you know, they'll probably agree with you.
Say it out loud, depending on where you are.
Right. Yeah.
Cause if you're in a meeting, like you said, with your boss,
yeah.
And they're like, that's my sign.
And also, if you're in a meeting with your boss, how are you listening? Is the boss listening? And so he's probably going to be, or she is probably going to be all in on
that's
this.
That's a good
so
question.
Stand up, not in your car, and go, F you, cancer! Because it feels better when you do that.
And
get it all out.
I like it. And shout out to BB. She was awesome and just the nicest freaking person. All right. You want to do sports now?
Let's do sports.
All right, let's do sports now, but don't worry. Apparently, I was looking at the run sheet Corey put together. We will have time for Broadway talk.
There's
later.
a lot of room on that.
But there was some room on that run sheet. All right, let's start with cut number 7, the Mavericks and Stars super segment.
Hands it forward. Johnston fighting through. He scores! Wyatt Johnston! The goal-scoring streak up to 5 games, and Dallas is in front.
Now, the Dallas Stars, they were the one hope we had. Now the Rangers started it off. Hey, those 3 games in the middle were really
awesome.
Dude,
every time you're in DFW, the Rangers lose. I'm just saying. When you're out in New York, we've been saying here since you were gone.
That's a good point.
Wolchuk said he would gladly fill in your spot.
Oh, man. Hold on, you're right.
But you could do the show from WFAN if you need to.
Because I flew out
Friday
before the game.
And Jack Leiter was exceptional on Friday.
And they won. The game yesterday was when I was flying back in.
Yep.
So the baseball gods knew it.
Yeah.
And they're like, no.
Here comes Kevin and Mr. And they can't go 162-0. And
they couldn't.
Yeah, well, they can. They could have next year.
They did.
We were rooting for 161-1, and then you got back to Dallas, and look what happened. So here we are. Rangers got just destroyed. But okay. Dude, the Stars kept my hope alive last night.
Hold on.
They're good.
I got great news for you, Corey. I may or may not inquire about taking a couple more days off next week. We'll see how that goes. And the Rangers are playing Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
All right.
So if it meant win, 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 I'm sure you would gladly get rid of me. All right. Let's go back to the Stars. 30th goal of the season for Wyatt Johnston. That's two straight 30-goal seasons, and he's 21 years old.
Dude.
What did you accomplish by 21?
Let's see. I hadn't graduated college. I'd left college. I was making six figures.
Oh.
Yeah, I was making six figures in IT, and then I stupidly left that industry and decided to pursue happiness. Look at this.
Whoops.
So that was dumb. But
I had not yet knocked up a woman outside of the constraints of wedlock.
Nice. Good for you, dude.
So
I
was still on track to get into heaven.
I was kind of roaming aimlessly, though. Like around that time, I was like, there was bars included and just lots of chaos. So I don't know. Yeah, Wyatt Johnston's, he's better at this point.
Alec, you're 21. No, just kidding, but not far off.
23!
But not far off! What did you accomplish 2 years ago? Yeah.
Oh, man, it feels like 10 years ago. Oh, no, yeah. I was hosting radio shows, and that's about it. Yeah, I hadn't quite graduated college yet. So, yeah, a whole lot of debt piling up, a whole lot of mistakes being made, and a whole lot of sports being talked.
I've seen you at some of the remotes. You're still making some of those same mistakes.
All right.
Hey, so the point is...
You're never going to let that go, are you?
So the point is the Stars win again. They remain 4 points behind Winnipeg. We have talked about this. It is going to be tough, but...
Lose a peg.
I'm sorry. Mm. You're right. Lose-a-peg has finally decided to win some because I think they heard about your inflammatory nickname and they're like, we need to try and turn it around. In the meantime, Colorado is like, I don't want to be C2. But at the same time, Minnesota was like, guess what? I don't want to be C3. I'm content with the wild card. Meanwhile, the St. Louis Blues are like, we're going to win all of the games, but we might be too far back to make it all the way up to C3 and match up with the Stars in the first round of the playoffs.
Are they on a 9-game win streak
right
now?
Yes, they are.
Wow, that's impressive, dude. That is impressive right now. Thank you, Bobby.
Less impressive is Bobby wanting to give people kisses and stuff.
But Stars are on a 6-game win streak. That's nice right there. They can do it. I think they can definitely win the Central.
Okay.
We talked to Heike yesterday, and he was like, Lose-a-peg's kind of got their situation going. What he said, though, Kevin, was the Stars have yet to play their best game. They're still not at their best right now. I was like, dude, it's weird you say that whenever they've scored 17 goals in the last 4 games. Can you please explain that? Why? And he said, you know, the Stars are so capable of scores up front that if a puck gets loose and they get out in front, they can finish. So sometimes that kind of thing happens. But winning in your zone, winning puck battles is something that they have to do more of. And that's what Pete DeBoer is kind of still harping on for this team is, hey, we can get lucky. And we know we can finish when we get lucky. It's just the other times when we have to manufacture a goal, can we do that part of it? And that's where they still need to get on their faster, better stuff.
I like it. I understood where you were going.
Yep.
I wanted to say phenomenal job to the Stars on their Canada West Coast road trip.
Yeah.
I said they needed to come away with at least 5 points. Guess what? They were like, well, that's loser talk. And they came back with 8 points. And you're right. You're within 4 points of Winnipeg. You still play them again a week from Thursday. So you've got a shot at this. In the meantime, the reason why I wanted to bring up Colorado and Minnesota is, Corey, have you seen the gigantic gap now between C2 and the rest of the division? It feels like, barring a catastrophic failure down the stretch, I guess any failure is probably pretty bad, that they'll be at least the second seed out of the Central, which means you'll at least have home ice in the first round. But you're right. You still have an opportunity to get home ice throughout
8 points
the entirety
Colorado?
Of the playoffs. Yes. Yeah. And Colorado's played an extra game.
Okay. That's even better.
Right as there. Has Minnesota. Unfortunately, now it looks very, very unlikely that you would draw Minnesota in the first round. And that was a matchup that I liked just out of selfishness, because I was like, Ottinger and the Stars freaking out in Minnesota. So maybe not very unlikely, but has become somewhat less likely.
I love seeing the Stars point differential. Like, that's the thing that really, they're at 65.
All right. Their goal differential?
Yeah, their goal differential. When Winnipeg's 83, that 15 games to start the season,
sure,
definitely set that tone for them. Washington is 70. You got one dude right there that is hunting goals. So, like, that's his whole thing, is he's hunting that right now. And then Tampa's at 69. Nice. But that's it, dude. The Stars have one of the best goal differentials, yep, in the league, and that means your offense is on fire and your defense is doing its job too. I bet it would be even better if Miro was available and if this defense was at its best right now.
And then somebody brought up the biggest win of yesterday from the 945 was Miro skating again in Frisco. Look, If you have Miro for the first round of the playoffs, I think you're the best team in the NHL going into the playoffs. If you don't, I think you could be the best team in the NHL going into the second round playoffs if you make it that far. He is that much of an impact maker.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. But that's just something that we can't guarantee at the moment.
You're right.
You just kind of have to wait out. And just like anything, when somebody's not there and not available for it, how do you do the right thing? How do you create the better defense? Do you try to do the same thing that you were doing, or do you say, no, I'm going to tailor it to what these guys are really good at? I think what they want to say, here's our defensive system. We got to make sure we play within it because we got to start preparing for playoffs. That's how we're going to play.
From the 214, what time does Bochy Tuesday start? Starts at 12:30. And also, no, you did not interpret that correctly from the 817. So to be clear, did Kevin just say that the Stars cannot finish any better than second and will be swept in the first series of the playoffs? No, no, no. I still believe the Stars are going to win the Stanley Cup.
Me too, yeah.
Hell yeah. Hey, let's go to a team that probably won't win any championships. Give me cut number 5. Because the Mavericks also played and did the right thing last night.
Watford, perfect feed. Johnson, reverse. Flashy from Keon Johnson. And the Nets go in.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In front.
I don't know.
Lose the right thing.
The right thing is to lose.
But they're going to be in the playoffs.
See, I don't think we should take that for granted yet.
They're going to be in the play-in game. I think it's going to happen.
You're probably right, because as we've discussed many times, the Phoenix Suns hate each other maybe more than any team we've seen in the last few years in sports. So every time the Mavericks were like, "Hey, would you take my spot?" The Kings were like, "You know what? I will." And they're like, "Phoenix, would you also like to take my spot?" And they're like, "Yeah." And then another person on the team said no. And then the coach said, "What if I pie face you?" And then they just started an all-out brawl. That's pretty much the Suns season in a nutshell.
You got pie faced once. I remember seeing it.
Yes, by a real pie.
Yeah, he cut your face.
It was not pleasant because they decided that they were going to throw their fastball with the pie. You're probably right. They're probably going to make it. And I know some people are going to be like, "They were undefeated before yesterday with Anthony Davis in the lineup." That's great. They were 4-0.
Interesting. Kevin also wasn't here.
That's true. Look, I would much rather, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and say it. People get mad if they want. I would much rather the Rangers be piling up these wins than the Mavericks.
Whoa.
Do you disagree? No, wait, do you disagree?
No.
Okay, good.
I don't disagree with that. I mean, I would like to have both of them, but.
Sure. In that magical world, that would be phenomenal. But yeah, you're probably right. The Mavericks are probably going to eke into the playoffs and maybe they beat Sacramento, maybe they don't, and then they lose before they make it to the real playoffs. I do think it's neat that Gafford is back, Lively's on the way back, but it just feels too late for me to do anything this season. Maybe I'm wrong.
If they get into the play-in game, I'm going to root for them to win it.
Okay.
And then I'll root for every single one of those, like every other game that happens after that, I'll root for them to win that one too, and I think with that crew, they're capable of winning a lot of games. Now, last night you did see Anthony Davis was facilitating a lot. I expect that to happen even more. Kyrie's not there, so Spencer Dinwiddie's the other facilitator. Those are the guys that are bringing the ball up the court. And then you see Najee Marshall, he's grown and he's flourished.
Sure.
As Luka has left, that's been an opportunity for him. And there are some other names that kind of pop into the conversation. Max Christie's a baller, dude. I really like what he brings to the table. So I will be rooting for them to win because I want to see my team go deeper and deeper into the playoffs. I do think without Kyrie, you're missing that thing in the fourth quarter whenever it's time and everybody's looking for somebody to help out. Now, maybe Anthony Davis is that guy and we just don't know it yet. But Kyrie, we know for a fact, has been that guy in the past and can continue to be that guy. But I'll keep rooting for him.
This opinion might very well make people mad, but I'm gonna agree with part of what you said. If they make the real playoffs, then I'm like, all right, then why the hell not? Let's go for it. In the meantime, I think the best thing for this franchise is to lose. I just think that's best from an asset standpoint.
Yeah, because you don't have many down the road.
Exactly.
Whenever the 3 years of this is done.
Exactly.
Now, can Nico go play some games and try and figure out how to get picks in that time? Maybe.
Sure.
He's going to try and do that or he's going to be fired.
And like, I don't know maybe this is the player you want. Maybe it's not. But like, if winning a couple of games, a couple extra games to get to the 9 spot and then you end up losing to Sacramento in the 9-10 matchup cost you Trey Johnson, like let's say that was your player of choice, that's going to be really agitating because people seem to forget going back to the Luka year. Remember, the Mavericks didn't even do that right. They didn't even tank correctly. They only got to pick number 5 and then they had to give up a first round pick to get back to three. And now that first round pick ended up being, I'm pretty sure it ended up being Cam Reddish. I'm not saying that like that's who the Mavericks would have drafted, or obviously he turned out to be very good as an NBA player. But just remember when everyone's like, oh yeah, we got Luka, but you didn't even do that right.
Mm-mm.
And it still costs you an extra first round draft pick. So I think for the betterment long term of this team, they need to lose, but I'm sure none of the players view it that way. Like if you're Daniel Gafford, you're like, I didn't come back to help us get a better draft pick.
Mm-hmm.
Same with AD. And I understand all of that.
Yeah. And the other thing too is I also can separate and root for the dudes on the court and Jason Kidd and that coaching staff.
Sure.
And also not like the decisions that Patrick Dumont and Nico have made. Like those are,
I think that's fair.
Those are two, the players didn't make that decision.
Not their fault.
Unless they did. Unless they all went to Nico and said, we want this guy out of here. And then we have a whole completely
what
different
a
conversation.
Bombshell that would be, yeah, right?
Would
if
be
they're like Mavs players voted 9-4 or whatever to get rid of Luka.
That's all it would take is 9-10-4. That would be weird.
Feels like it should have been
10,
unanimous.
All 10.
Right? Yeah. Okay. That's, look, I don't think that that's going to happen. But if we did come to the revelation that the Mavericks players went to the ownership group, then I feel like that would be pretty much the next big story that we got around here. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, the Rangers get rocked. How much of it, hold on.
What?
How much of it was my fault?
Most of it, yeah. We're all going to blame Kevin on this one.
Next?
Yep.
And the pitch to De La Cruz. He's hit high and deep out into center field. Going back, Leody back to the track. He looks up. It's gone.
I was hoping it was too high, but that did not end up being the case.
Too high.
It is gone, and the Rangers get freaking obliterated against the Cincinnati Reds. It is a rough night for Kamar Rocker. Let's talk about that, and then I'll take whatever share of blame I deserve in this whole debacle.
All right, so that three runs in the first two innings does not give your team a good chance. And that's all that Bochy and Maddox are asking out of their starting
sure.
pitchers is give us a chance. Oh, that was when Ian Kinsler hopped on with us for opening day. That was what he said he thought this pitching was capable of doing is they'll always give the team a chance to score runs and be in a game. And last night, you're giving up that many runs. Your team's looking at it going, I ain't got nothing left. Now, that being said, the thing that Bochy is always adamant about is whenever you're in that kind of a crap hole situation, how do you respond? And I think last night you heard him. He was like, dude, they didn't stop. They kept fighting. We hate to hear that. Managers love to see that, though.
Yeah.
Like, they love to see that their guys, the chips are all down. Everything's wrong. What are they going to do? And they say, like, we're going to keep fighting and keep doing our thing. But there's a lot of frustrating things about last night's game in particular. That being said, you got to see Ellie De La Cruz, and I was telling you, I want to see that player.
Yeah.
Damn, he's good, dude. Good God, that guy can hit.
He had a ridiculous game last night. Now, I know it's way early, but I think that's actually what makes this super fun. Ellie De La Cruz right now with a 1.346 OPS.
Mm.
That, of course, is only 17th in Major League Baseball.
Is he behind Adolis still?
Oh!
I think Adolis was like a 1.4 going into yesterday.
I think he is, because Adolis is a 1.471, which again, only good enough for eighth in Major League Jeez. Baseball.
Are all of them Yankees then because the torpedo bats?
I need to check on that. And I am so fascinated because people were talking about that
in New York
on the subway. And I heard so many people say Aaron F. and Judge so many times without the bleeping or anything like that.
You went on a subway even after that documentary on Netflix about Jared?
No, that is about Subway, the restaurant.
Oh, it's a restaurant?
I don't know. That
sandwich,
you know what?
Let's call it a sandwich shop.
The second I said restaurant, I thought that sounded too fancy for Subway. That's nothing against Subway. I feel that way about a lot of places. Can have good food, but restaurant feels too fancy.
When was the last time you sat down at a Subway? I think I took the kids like when they were little and we sat down.
But that's what it has to be, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm usually going to get my sandwich and go.
All right. We're about to have a side conversation in the midst of all of this. And
You're
I
welcome.
Really want to know, do you sit down at inside fast food restaurants? And if so, why so?
I'm on a road trip and I don't want to. I've been in the car for too long. So I need to get out, walk around, go inside Whataburger and get my food, sit down and eat, and then take a break. Back in the day, though, Alec, we all wanted to play on the little playground. So we were begging mom and dad
yes.
to take us in there so that we could get caught in some sort of wiry thing in there that was going to kill us.
Oh, man, we like if you look back at that Mayor McCheese thing that you could hang out of and jump out of Mayor McCheese's mouth. It was see if you're I know, Alex, like, I don't know what you're saying, but like if you're of a certain age, you know, you would climb up the tree trunk and then you would be in Mayor McCheese's head like being John Malkovich. And then there was those little openings in the bars where you could jump out.
If you could fit through the
bars. If you could fit through the bars. Yeah, and people were just like, that's fine. Yeah. You're just being a kid. And I really, Alec, let me ask you a question about McDonald's and the FCC. Do you think it's too early in the day to use the B word? Maybe.
I mean, we're in the second segment. So.
Okay, I'll try to edit it. One of my favorite experiences in the history of my life, I'm not kidding about this, happened during Brandon's last day of school. I believe it was the last day of third grade. All the kids wanted to go to McDonald's to celebrate that they weren't in school anymore, that they were off for the summer. And so they're playing and stuff, and the kids, you know, they're all little. Maybe it was second grade. And there were bigger kids on the playground. And the little kids all came back. Brandon, Isaac, Walker, and his friend Max said that they couldn't play there anymore.
I know Max.
Yes, they couldn't play anymore. And, oh, this is a different Max. I'm sorry. And they came up and they were like, what do you mean you can't play anymore? And then I'll edit it because it is not even 10:30. And he goes, yeah, the big kids looked at me and I was like, you're not supposed to be doing that. And he goes, shut up, B.
Oh, man.
And I had to cover my face. I was trying so hard not to laugh because he retold it exactly how that kid told it to him. And he did not edit it. And so I put my hands over my mouth and I kind of scanned the rest of the parents. Half of them were in shock and they were like, oh, what a world this society has become. And then the other half were trying to not laugh just like I did. And it was the funniest thing ever.
From the 469, I prefer to sit down when I do fast food so that I can get a refill on my way out because you're going to pay $3.99 for a drink. By God, you should have a full cup whenever you leave.
Okay, that makes sense. And another person said if they're doing it for their lunch break. That makes a ton of sense. And now that some more of these answers are coming in, because like we don't leave the office at any point until like
after,
you know, exactly. Yeah. But that makes a whole lot of sense to me. And I like seeing some of these answers. It feels like kids are leading the way though.
From 321, I sit down at fast food restaurants to make sketchy transactions. And is it polio? Pollo Reggio? What was the one from Breaking Bad?
Pollo Loco?
Pollo Loco. Yeah, that's right. Pollo Reggio is actually fantastic chicken. So check that out if you get a chance.
Don't you just assume they mean to buy weed or other drugs?
Oh, yeah, lots
See,
of drugs.
See, I think it's weed mostly because they're like, the McDonald's people don't care.
Or guns.
Oh, my gosh. Ships. What was that other one?
Guns and ships. That was from Hamilton, Kevin.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
But yes, for the most part.
That wasn't mine.
Anytime I go to a fast food place, that's when Peyton said we're going to get rid of the drive-thru. I was like, man, I usually only go through the drive-thru and we take the food.
What a bad idea.
I agree with him. I think he's right. I think at some point it's going to be you pull up and it's delivered to you via non-human. And you just, most McDonald's, you just walk in now and there's nobody working there. You just go in and you enter it into a kiosk, and not most of them, but some of them, they're starting to create that. So that's interesting to me. Pollo Hermanos. Los Pollos Hermanos.
Pollo Locos.
My bad, dude.
Yes,
my bad.
Me too. And
we go eat at Schlotsky's pretty often. I haven't been into a Schlotsky's in a long time. I did their drive-thru. I love Schlotsky's, though.
What was the place that you didn't like?
Oh, Quiznos. Alec.
Aw.
Here's the deal.
I don't think it was about the food, actually, though.
If you're going to do a marketing campaign and you're a restaurant, don't have rats carrying your food around. That's going to turn you off. Fair. Like that immediately I was like, what? Now, if most restaurants are all like, no, it's every restaurant has rats. If that was the idea, then I guess we'd all be used to it. But no, man, not whenever I'm trying to get a sandwich.
There's one poison nose as a kid, man.
I get it.
I don't think it was anything he had against the food. It was just that ad campaign from the 469. Also, sit down at fast food because ain't nobody got time for cold French fries. Now, what my wife has explained to me that I didn't realize for the longest time is those aren't fries for home.
Those are car fries.
Those are car fries. That is exactly what she says.
Yeah.
Those are car fries.
And if we're at a party or we're hanging out at the house and I say, hey, I'm going to Whataburger. Anybody want anything? And they say, yeah, you fly, I'll buy, or whatever. I go and on my way back, I'm taking some fries. I don't care whose bag it's out of because that's just the fee. That's the tax for me driving to Whataburger and then coming back. And you know what? If the fries do get cold, air fryer. Air fryer is the way to go. I have found out the air fryer is the baby, man. It is good.
In the A17, I knew a gal who sold weed out of Chili's. You just had to park in the to-go parking. And I wonder if they always told them, like, go to spot 6 or whatever. Like, they had a set spot to go to that was not one of the main ones that you're probably most likely to drive up to straight away or anything like that. Hey, in the meantime, give me cut 1 because Kamar Rocker also gave this up.
1-0 pitch. Swung on. That's it high and deep to left field. Back goes Langford at the wall. It's out of here. Over the 379 sign in left center field. Matt McClain has homered in 3 straight games. And he's given Cincinnati a 2-0 lead.
Eric Nadell sounded so sad already about that. It was a rough start for Rocker. And you're coming off a Mally start where he didn't get very far in the game. And then to go along with all of that, people have lots of fiery Chuck E. Cheese thoughts.
Yeah, and I just pointed out, like, the Chuck E. Cheese had kinder eyes than the rats from those Quiznos commercials. Go back and look at their eyes. That freaked me out just a little bit.
And did it make a difference to you that you know that there's a person in that Chuck E. Cheese suit where these, like, CGI-generated rats or whatever?
And isn't Chuck E. Cheese a mouse?
I don't know.
He's a friendly little mouse. Not a scary, devilish rat, you know?
The way his nose looks makes me think rat.
We do need to find out, is he a rat or a mouse?
Why?
Because this could change
it. Then you're not going?
I haven't been to Chuck E. Cheese in ages, dude. Like, I think whenever my kid was 2, that was the last time I was there.
I was at Chuck E. Cheese a few weeks ago for my nephew's birthday.
That was the pizza.
It was definitely good.
Really?
Look.
What about the beer?
I did not have
a still
beer,
doing that?
But they did still have a taff there.
There you go.
They really did. And I've always thought Chuck E. Cheese pizza was not that bad.
Quiznos never had a tap.
That's
not that I know of. I never went in, except for that one time that y'all made me go.
What?
Or did we go?
How much do they check your hand stamps for the kid you're with?
They do. They do, because Carter took off once. He went underneath, and like we had to do the whole thing. And I was very afraid of losing my kid.
From the 214,
he was a runner.
Is officially announced as a mouse. We have to respect that.
Thank you.
If that's how he identifies.
I don't think it's him identifying as that. I think that's just the way that the marketing pushed it. Marketing said that.
It's not up to the person.
Huh. Not when it's a mouse.
Oh my goodness gracious, Corey Haight Majors.
I just said whenever it's a cartoon character that's turned into a mascot, then I don't think it is. I think it's, never mind.
He was a rat from 77 to 93.
And then they changed it to mouse?
Yeah. He was supposed to be a coyote at first, but the first costume that got shipped into the store looked more like a rat. So they just went with a rat.
This has changed everything.
What has it changed?
My whole childhood.
Oh, that's it?
And now I got to take back all my spider rings and the balls I stole from the ball pit.
Why will you still have those?
The spider rings?
Yeah.
Decoration.
Oh, that actually is fair.
Around Halloween time.
And from the 214, who cares? Because showbiz was better. I agree. I was a showbiz pizza kid. And for the people who are requesting that Marcus Semien be moved down the lineup, I'm not saying that it won't happen. It just still won't happen yet.
I don't know. I don't even want to ask Bochy this, honestly.
25.
Because it's so early in the season. It's so early, I don't want to be like, all right, are we ready to change this?
I say 20 to 25 games.
20 to 25 games, is that a fair time to start asking? Or is it is...
I mean, I think so. Okay. If it's, especially if it's anywhere near as bad as it's been right now. But that's the thing you have to be careful with right now. We just said a 1.479 OPS is eighth best in baseball. That is a preposterous number that cannot, well, that Adolis can probably keep up, but most human beings could not keep up. So if Marcus Semien goes off in the next five games, guess what? Now his stats for the first 10 games are going to look ridiculously
Absolutely.
Good.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's too early for that. But I think once you get through kind of the first month of the season or almost month of the season, you can make some of those decisions.
For sure.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Baseball Nuggets, where guess what? Shohei gets to be number one at another thing. Next on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. This is normally the time for Baseball Nuggets, but even though Mike has departed, the Cowboys are still going to try to wedge their way into this spot. I take you to the Corey News Desk for... Honestly, I don't know if this is news or not, but it feels important to bring up.
All right, so multiple reporters, Kevin, have tweeted this out. Jory, John Machota. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones on Micah Parsons' contract situation. Everybody out there, take a second to relax and take this all in.
Hold on, pause. Alec, that means what Jerry Jones is about to say is going to make us angry.
On Micah Parsons' contract situation, Alec, I don't view it as urgent at all. Which I do feel like he said about CD and Dak last year, which frustrated everybody. On waiting, I'd rather pay more and get it right.
This is the life we've chosen.
It is the life we have chosen. Thank you. I don't understand what that means. I'd rather pay more and get it right. How you can't get it right and pay the right price for it? That doesn't make sense to me, but I honestly, the only thing that for me that it really affects as far as timing goes is how you spend money on other places. They did spend money on what, about 10 eight free agents and then two trades, right? Is that how the number there?
Somewhere
in that range. They did that. But, man, there are other players they could be adding. There are other things they could be doing. But that's the way that Jerry approaches this.
All right, I'm going to go back to a conversation that we had with Stephen Jones last year at training camp. It stood out to me then. It stands out even more so to me now. When we asked about the possibility of getting a Micah Parsons extension done, and this was in the 2023 offseason, he said... I don't think there's a need for that. Like, that just became available, so not really. Now, conceding the point that if Mike and his agent didn't want to do the deal then you really aren't going to get anywhere. I absolutely agree with all of that. And so if that was the case, then there's nothing you can do. But it feels like the Jones family does what oh so many of us did in college, and that's wait till the last minute to cram. And so instead of having like a reasonably budgeted out amount of time, or in this case, money, we just wait until the last minute. And we're like, well, this will definitely get it done, because that last part is infuriating. As long as we get it right. Well, you didn't get the last two Dak Prescott contracts right. And there have not been very many more clear examples of you getting a contract wrong than the last Dak deal.
There was an addition.
Okay. This will change it. I'm going to relax.
Rather than pay less and screw it up. So that was the, yeah, he didn't, hey, look, he just doesn't want to screw it up. That's the point.
Because that is going off the assumption that if you do things early, then that means you screwed them up. Think about this. What in the world did they do with that Dak Prescott? And this has nothing to do with what you think about him as a player. Let's just focus on how they did it. All in. Everyone's going to prove it. This is a prove it year for everybody. Okay.
Except for the starting quarterback.
Well, no, but it was going to be for the starting quarterback. And I understood that because I was like, you know what? You're rolling the dice. Good for you. Take a chance. except the day the season started, they're like, ha, we're just kidding.
You're joking.
We're going to go ahead and give him way more money than any other quarterback did on the market. Well, the next deal will surpass that. Really? What was the next deal? Josh Allen? I don't think it surpassed that. No. No, it didn't. All right.
You played yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. You negotiated against nobody, and you lost.
That's the point.
How is that even possible? And now, for this one. Oh, well, let's wait till the last minute for Zach Martin. Guess what? That didn't work out for you. You're going to carry a cap hit for him, even though he's not playing. You paid more for CeeDee Lamb. You've paid more for Micah as the offseason has come along. And the thing that bothers me about that is that what have you heard in the last year and a half? Have you heard any discussion, like outwardly from the Cowboys, that they might actually move on from him? No. Every single thing they say is, he's a beast.
Mm-hmm.
He's part of our future plans. If I can quote Mike Bassick, then what are you waiting for? If you are positive, he's part of your, unless you weren't actually being honest with people.
Mm-hmm.
You can pay,
or yourself.
You can pay late and get it wrong, or you can pay early and get it right.
You can pay early and get it wrong.
Yeah, yes.
You can do both.
Yes. Those things are not mutually exclusive. And for people who are like, well, what if you want to wait until the season and see how he does or make sure he doesn't get hurt? If you tell me right now that's what they're going to do, I support that. Because they're going to ride it out and they're going to be like, let's see what happens after this. But I think there is literally no chance in hell that that happens.
They've already made up their mind.
Yes.
Like, they made up their mind a long time ago. All right, Kevin, real quick, wanted to throw out that Lance Lynn has retired from baseball, and that is our own Lance Lynn that we loved so much, who was such a joy around here, threw fastballs. He was a bulldog, and he did it on his wife's podcast. So,
what a get for her.
Yeah, yeah, I have no clue. She must have reached out to his agent and sent it like a fruit basket or something.
How do you think that would go over if she asked him and he said, you're going to need to check with my agent? Probably not super well, right?
I would definitely say that to Adrian, and she would laugh, and then I would walk off and say, no, I'm serious, and then just leave it at that and see if there were other offers and to entice me into being on her show.
Good luck with that. Hey, I know you're going to be shocked by this. Alec, you're going to be shocked. You know how Jerks and Profar got really good at baseball all of a sudden?
Was he really good?
Okay, let me try that again. That's fair. That's a very fair critique. You know how Jerks and Profar got better at baseball?
At 32?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you'll be shocked to learn that he has been suspended 80 games for violating the Major League Baseball PED policy.
So.
I can't believe it.
He
why not 81 games?
In 2018 and 19, he hit 20 home runs respectively. He hit 254 and 218 in those seasons. So those were okay seasons. Last year, however, he hit 24 home runs and hit 280. And he had 85 RBI. He was what every single person kept asking during the offseason. Why don't we get Profar? Why don't we get Profar?
His war was the highest of his career.
And my response to every single one of them was, go look at his numbers. This is a contract season. And the first time he's ever performed this good. It's not that he just figured it out 9 years into his career. It was a one thing, contract season. And he was knowing, I got to play to try and get on one more team, to get one more contract before I'm done here. And he lands with the Braves, and they were very excited. Now, he did release the template statement that is, guys, I would never knowingly take performance-enhancing drugs because of my passion for the game. I can't believe those things anymore. Yeah, thank you.
Is it a shame that some people at the beginning of, let's just say lying in general, didn't just take ownership for it straight away?
Oh, he said he was sorry immediately.
No, I mean, like, in the history of lying, if more people cop to it straight away, do you think you'd be more inclined to believe people's excuses
for
and be
sure.
like, well, usually people are just like, oh, I'm sorry I did that. So maybe he's telling the truth. But nobody does that, and that's why you don't believe anybody.
Yeah, and so he released that statement, and is it 50 games?
80.
80 games? So he'll be gone for half that season. But again, go look at his numbers. He was never that good until it was time for him to go get paid.
Yeah.
And then he turned out to be that good. Now, I don't know how much of it was last year was this. That's the thing I don't know. Did last year's numbers pop because of this or because he had more consistent, comfortable playing time? I'll go with that.
And that could be the case. It's just whenever you hear all these USADA officials say that the tests have never caught up to the drugs.
Yeah.
And that always makes me nervous. All right. Now, I know there are stats like this that include like Joe DiMaggio and stuff and Rock On. I'm going to go with somebody a little bit more contemporary. In 2025, Rafael Devers has 15 strikeouts and 19 at-bats. In 1995, Tony Gwynn had 15 strikeouts in 585 at-bats. Do you think Devers can go the next 566 at-bats and close out the season without another strikeout?
No. No, dude. He's gonna have a massive amount. Here's what I propose, Kevin.
Oh, I do.
I have proposed that Rafael Devers is intentionally blowing it so that the Boston Red Sox will have to trade him since they signed Bregman in the offseason to play third base, and he played third base. Remember, he was sitting there at spring training. He was like, I play third base. And Bregman was kind of sitting there going, oh, yeah, but I also do. And then they were like, you're the H now. And he's like, what the hell I am? I think he's intentionally blowing it so that they can trade him, but they're not going to get any value out of him. I think that's what happened in here.
All right, I'm going to put you guys to the test.
I don't have anything to prove that.
Does Devers make it through today without another strikeout?
No.
He will. They do not have a game today.
That was the next thing I was going to say.
Trick question. Corey Majors, and you failed. All right, a couple of other quick things for you. I promise we'll get to Shohei probably in the next segment. Carson Kelly has the first cycle of the MLB season. By the way, first cycle for the Cubs in 32 years.
Wow.
And then Garrett Crochet, we just saw him. I think this deal was going to get done anyway, but he started off the season very, very well. He gets a six-year, $170 million extension.
That's a significant number.
Sure.
More than DeGrom is what I saw something, and I don't know exactly what it was over DeGrom.
That is not more than DeGrom.
It was something, I'll have to go back and look. But Nightingale had said something. But it's a significant number. But when I looked at his numbers, his pitching numbers, I was like, this is a 3.69 ERA guy. Like this, it's not, he had 209 strikeouts last year. Before then, he'd never had this kind of numbers.
Yeah.
So there, a lot of people are basing this on 1 year. Granted, great fastball, really talented pitcher, but a lot of this is based off that one season for him.
And I'm going to say it's weird, but do you think some people will be like, it's only $28 million a year? Only 20. I mean, I realize that's a big number. When you look at the way pitchers get paid, maybe that is the explanation. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Baseball Nuggets brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Coming up next, we will this time get into the Shohei Ohtani stuff. Hopefully no Cowboys stuff will slow us down. And apparently, Alec and Corey want to know about my trip. We'll do it all next right here on The Fan.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.